Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and listen, I just had a fantastic morning coaching authors, but I'll tell you what, one author, I just had a coach, this person, I'm going to tell you her name here in a moment, never ever do this. I'm just telling you, this is something you should never do. You might think I'm joking, you might think I'm having dramatic flair, I'm serious. When I went to this person's website, hey, Lisa, when I went to this person's website and she asked me to evaluate it, I said, can I tell you something? Because I never just like tell people to embarrass them because they're on a public phone call, you know, and I basically ask them for permission if I can coach them. And this is what you want to do. You always want to ask somebody if you can tell them the truth. In a tough situation. So I said, Linda, can I tell you something important? And she said, yes. I said, this might hurt. She said, I don't care. I want it. And I love that about Linda. She was coachable. But I'm going to show you what she had on her website. Now, I'll tell you why. If I visited this website and saw this, I would never partner with her. And you might say, dude, you're so mean. What are you talking about? She's presenting herself as an author, a coacher, a speaker, an entrepreneur. And then she has on her website this thing, which I've seen on a lot of people's websites. I'm just being real. This is not just for her. Okay? You ready for this? Drum roll. By the way, share this. The world needs to stop doing this. Share this right now. Tag somebody, please. Okay? Because a lot of people wonder why they're not successful. This is why they're not successful, because of this thing that I'm going to share right here. So here's what I'm talking about. You ready? Now, I'm going to let you read that for a second. Think about it. You might say, Carrie, what are you talking about? Does anyone know why this is not something you want to put on your website? If you're an author, a coach, a speaker, an entrepreneur, why would you never want to post that? Somebody tell me, please. And by the way, Linda, she's so great. I want to actually post her website so we can all go over and love on her because she was a great example today. Seriously, great example. But here's what I'm talking about. Folks, when you say I'm a service provider, here's my coaching, here's my speaking, here's my course, here's my book, and then you put a donate button right on it, what you're doing is the video is not matching the audio. You know what I'm saying? You ever see those movies where the video and the audio is not matching? What you're doing, folks, is you're screaming unsuccess. You just are. You're basically saying, here's my services, but they're not quality enough for me to earn income. And so therefore, please donate to me out of charity so that I can fund my services, which nobody's buying. Now, again, Linda, I love her to death. And I'm, by the way, big hero. Linda is a big, amazing hero to all of us. And I asked her for permission. And she said, Carrie, if I can help other people, you put it as a teaching point. So I'm going to put Linda's website, and I all want us to go over there and love on her, okay? Because she's brave. A lot of people would say, no, you're not putting anything over there. But I'm going to put her website, and you can check it out. In fact, here's what I love about Linda. And Faye, I'm going to ask you to post her link. What Linda did is she took it off immediately. I'm talking in seconds, she took it off. And she said, I'm removing that. And she had a support button, and she removed that. Because here's what we know, folks. If you're an author, a coach, a speaker, an entrepreneur, you are a service provider. You need to show up filled up. And when you show up filled up, you aren't asking for donations. You're not saying, hey, I have some service that I'm offering, but you know what? I'm not filled up. So can you please fill me up? It's a catch 22. You don't go on Verizon and they say donate button. You don't go on Apple to buy products and they have a donate button. Why are you doing that? Somebody tell me, why are you doing that? It's because many times, and we got into an amazing call today. In fact, we with Author Academy Elite, this call was so intense. One lady, Lori, I'm not going to tell you her last name, but we got to this one point where we were talking to Lori today. And I said, Lori, how much would you charge per hour? She couldn't tell me. She said, I can't tell it. I don't know. And then she started to name people in her workplace that charge their fee. I'm like, no, Lori, how much I want to pay you? How much can I pay you per hour? And she couldn't tell me. And I love Lori too. And John was on today. And John was amazing. And Jan was on today. These people are choosing to get their butts kicked. Seriously. They're choosing to get their butts kicked. They're authors. And today was about the most fun call I've ever done in my life. Because I just said, heck with it. I'm not going to do any people pleasing today. I'm just going to tell people the truth. And I encouraged people. And they told me that I encouraged them. But I gave them raw, searing truth. And I told them what they were doing that was not working. Now, listen, do you like that type of coaching? I like that type of coaching. I want someone to rip me the truth. It's not always fun. It doesn't feel good. But if I'm genuinely coachable, it's because I want to improve. And Jan, Linda, Lori, and John were amazing today. I want you to go over and love on Linda. And tell her, good job, Linda, because she literally took that button off. You can't find it anymore. And you know what she decided today? But by the way, for all the people who are saying, dude, that was mean, I said, how much money have you made from this button? What do you think she said? I said, before I told her to remove it, I said, Linda, how much money have you received in donations? What do you think? Zero. So not only is it not working, it's bad marketing because it doesn't work either. So my point is this. She's now going to attract people to her because she's not putting out there, hey, feel sorry for me, donate to me. My services are subpar, therefore I can't earn an income from what I'm offering. People have to ask. I've never asked for donations with our business. Because to me, that's the end. You're now taking. And you might say, Carrie, what about nonprofits? Well, let's talk about that. I think that is an exception. And I think it is an exception. But you're not putting yourself out there as a for-profit business. Why are you putting yourself out there as a for-profit business and then accepting donations or asking for donations? I'd love to hear your thoughts. This might fire up some people. But I just want to give a big shout out to Linda. She was coachable. She saw the light. I said, can I share this with you today? And she said, Carrie, absolutely. I want to help other people and I want to learn. And so I just wanted to say that to you folks today. That is the number one thing that you should never post as a for-profit business. Okay? Be a soul on fire. We'll do some more jam sessions coming up. I've heard that people have liked the unhackable writing jam sessions. We had 15,000 watch Sundays. So congrats to you and be a soul on fire. Have a great day. I got to hop into some meetings now. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.